Welcome to the NBA Panel with your host, John Witherspoon. The NBA Panel covers the league to keep you up to date with NBA news, movements, and stats. Join us as we discuss the sport that we love, the NBA. And now, here's your host, John Witherspoon.
Yes, welcome to episode 120 of NBA Panel. I'm the host, John Witherspoon. Boy, we have a show lined up for you today. Let's get caught up on these NBA playoffs. Right now, the Toronto Raptors, they can bring it home tomorrow night. They up 3-2 on the Milwaukee Bucks. A lot of people had the Bucks, but Kawhi Leonard is showing why the Spurs wanted to keep him. So we're going to see if they can bring it home tomorrow night. And in the West, the Warriors are waiting. They swept the Portland Trail Blazers. And today, we're joined by Portland Trail Blazers center, Enes Kanter.
Hello, this is Enes Kanter.
Hey, Enes, what's going on, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. How's everything?
Good. Pretty good.
So how are you adjusting to the off season? It was like you've been busy already.
You what?
I said, how are you adjusting to the off season? It looks like you've been busy already. You're doing a lot already.
I am already busy, man. I've been doing a lot of basketball camps and stuff, so I'm keeping myself busy, you know?
That's what's up. Can you speak on the Blazers playoff run you just went through?
Hold on a second. Okay. Say it again, please.
I said, can you speak on the playoff run you guys just went through with the Blazers?
Can you say it again?
I said, can you speak on the playoff run you guys just did with the Blazers, that you did with the Blazers?
Hold on, man. I cannot understand you. I'm sorry.
The playoff run that you just did with the Portland Trail Blazers, can you speak on it?
Okay, playoff run. Well, I think it was a very good run, you know, that nobody was really expecting us to even to pass the first round. And I think, you know, we did a pretty good job. We just wanted to go out there and just play hard and show everybody that, you know, we are capable of passing the first round. And I think, you know, I think the whole team just got together in the locker room and we had a meeting and it was a good run.
Can you speak on the chemistry that you got when you got to the team?
I think it was the most important thing was chemistry, you know, because, I mean, especially after we lost Nurk, we get back in the locker room and I was like, you know what? Nobody's really believing us, so we just need to go out there and, you know, just it's just us against the world. So I think, you know, I think everybody sacrificed out there, everybody played extra hard, and yeah, that was it.
Yeah, Nurk went down and it opened the door for you for extra minutes during the playoffs. I got to say, you did an outstanding job, man. You played during hurt and you played during Ramadan. Can you speak on the endurance you had to go through to play through that?
It was not hard, you know, because I am fasting during the season once or twice a week. So it's not really a tough thing for me because, I mean, my body's already used to it. And when Ramadan came, it was during the playoffs. You know, I think the game of basketball is mental over physical. So I think, and then the fasting is relaxing your body and your soul at the same time. So, and listening to yourself to be a better person. So I think, you know, just because of my mind was so sharp, it wasn't really challenging.
As you said, you guys did exceed expectations. Can you look back on anything you think you could have did differently to have a different outcome against the Blazers? I mean, against the Warriors?
I mean, yeah, because, of course, I mean, it would be more up by 15, 17, 16, and up game two, game three, and game four. And I think it's just second half, they just played way harder than us, and, you know, they were more energetic, and we just couldn't answer.
You seem to have a good connection with CJ McCollum. Can you speak on your relationship with him? Because you guys seem to have a good chemistry on and off the court.
Yeah, with CJ, me and CJ play lots of pickup ball in the summertime in New York. So I already knew what kind of player to play with, TJ. And, you know, he was one of the reasons that I wanted to sign with Blazers because I know him very well from summertime pickups. So and I think once I get to know him, you know, I think the game and CJ, it just makes the game so easy for themselves and for everybody else around him. I think that's what makes him really special.
Is that one of the easiest backcourts you've ever played with before?
Yes, I think so. I think once they get going, they're unstoppable.
And what is it like seeing Dame up close? Like, we all know when he taps his wrist, it's Dame time. Like, what is it just seeing it unfold? Like, what's the – you can see it coming. Like, what is it for you?
To what?
When Damian Lillard gets started, like, how is it just seeing it in person?
I mean, first, people know him that he's an amazing basketball player. But I think before everything, he's a very good leader. That's why they're building chemistry around him. They build a franchise around him just because of his personality. And, you know, he's a very good teammate. And I cannot say how good of a player he is on the court. But off the court, you know, he is always, you know, communicating with other players. He's making the young guys always better, especially the rookies. And it was very fun to get to know him on and off the court.
You always speak highly about the Blazers organization. What about that? What about them sticks out about you, sticks out to you?
Well, I think first of all, it's a very professional organization, and you know, very respectful. And just because of, you know, I have some restrictions, like I need to play 5 times a day, I need to fast, or I need to eat some, you know, the halal food. They were very respectful. And then the second. You know, I think, like I said again, it starts with they just because of they're building a chemistry on organization around a personality like Dame, it's just very fun to kind of come to work every day with a smile on your face, because I mean, obviously it's a winning culture, and they're doing an amazing job through the last whatever years.
This is your fourth NBA team. Can you speak on your time at OKC and playing with and playing with those guys over there?
I'm sorry. Can you say it again, please?
I said this is your fourth NBA team. Can you speak on your time with OKC and playing with Russell Westbrook? I was playing with him because he's on go from tip to finish all the time.
I mean, he was obviously he's an unbelievable player. I don't think he's getting enough credit, man, because he's obviously averaging triple-doubles 3 years in a row.
Right.
I don't think anybody ever done that in the history of NBA. And obviously, people always see him like yelling and screaming, trying to get people under skin, but he's actually a very, very nice guy off the court. You know, he's a really good leader. And, when I was with him, I loved playing with Russ. I mean, obviously, he was one of my favorite teammates.
Yeah, there was a play when he was going back and forth with Kevin Durant, and the camera swerved, and it caught you walking up the sideline to back him up. I'll never forget that. That is so, like, it just shows how much he had his back. That was.
He always got my back on the court, so whatever happens, man, he was like my brother, so whatever happens, I got his back too.
It shows. Can you go into a little bit of time? You go into about your time with the New York Knicks, which didn't end the way you wanted it to?
Talking about New York Knicks?
Yeah, your time with the Knicks.
I mean, obviously, with New York Knicks wasn't the best experience for me, but I definitely learned a lot. You know, they were a rebuilding team, and I respect that. But I wanted to go out there and play basketball and win.
Right.
So that's why we had we didn't really understand each other because I wanted to go out there and win and, you know, just have fun, but they were going to a different direction. So
What would you say is the biggest difference between the Knicks organization and the Blazers organization offhand?
I think the biggest difference was obvious. I mean, it starts with Dame. Everybody here was just coming to work happy, and everybody was coming to just go out there and win. But with the Knicks, it was a little different because they were a rebuilding team, and just many of the players were not happy because of the situation.
You played in both conferences. What do you think is the biggest difference between the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference? Because most of the championships come from the Western Conference, and Western, like all the
teams. I mean, Western Conference, every night is like a war in Western Conference. But, in the Eastern, there are some really, really good players in East, too.
Right.
But, if you look at West, almost every team is good. But I don't think I will say the same thing for East.
What are your thoughts on the Eastern Conference now since LeBron has came to the West? Because, it's open season over there now. It's like four or five teams that legitimately believe they have a chance for a championship now.
Yeah, now look at Milwaukee, Toronto,
right,
and Philly, and I'm trying to think now. Brooklyn getting there, Boston. After LeBron left, those teams are, stepped up big time, and, now it's not the Cavs playing the finals. It's Milwaukee against Toronto. So I think it's good. It's good to just other teams are just stepping up and just having this championship experience.
Right. You have a situation back home you're trying to overcome. I hope it ends. I hope it gets resolved soon. But you're trying to become a permanent citizen in 2021, correct?
Yes.
If there's anything... Yeah. If you had a chance, would you do anything differently?
About what?
About the circumstances that led up to your situation right now?
I would not do anything differently because what I'm standing for is human rights, democracy, justice, and freedom. And I think it's very important because it's way bigger than basketball and way bigger than NBA. And I'm becoming American. The Turkish government revoked my passport, but I'm becoming an American citizen in 2021. So I think I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, you're so you're loved in America. It shows. You really are.
Yeah.
Have you found ways to deal with not seeing your family every day?
It's tough, man. Because they. With my family, last time I saw my family was 5 years ago.
Right.
And, it'll be very hard to communicate with them because the Turkish government will listen to their phone and, they even banned the Blazers game in Turkey. That shows that how much the Turkish government is scared of an NBA player.
Right. Do you think this situation will eventually get ended?
What did you say?
I said, do you think this situation will eventually get ended? Could you possibly see a sit down or a conference call or something?
I think the situation, will end, of course, eventually. But it's taking time, and if it takes time, if it takes longer, the more people are going to get suffered and more people are going to get hurt. So that's why my job is. I'm trying to use our platform, the voice of all these innocent people who don't have a voice.
Right. You're going to be an unrestricted free agent this summer. Are there any teams on your radar?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Are there any teams on your radar? You're going to be an unrestricted free agent this summer.
I mean, I think it's too early for me to talk about them. And I think around July, I'm just going to sit down with my agent to see what teams are interested.
Gotcha. Can you speak on what's your most important factor? Will be.
Of course, I think the most important factor is winning the championship, and the reason I picked the Blazers because I knew that they had a good chance to go deep in the playoffs, and I'm glad I picked the Blazers.
Right. So you're going to be doing some summer camps over the summer. What are your other summer plans you got laid out for the summer?
A lot of the NBA players in the summertime just go out there and just have fun. They go to beach, they go to vacation, they hang out. I feel like it's a waste of time, because I think the summertime you know, because the fans are supporting your whole season, and I think it's very important to give back to the community. So just because of I cannot travel outside of America, I'm trying to, you know, do as much as basketball can. I can, so those kids will experience and have a conversation with NBA players. So this summer, I'm planning to do around 30 basketball camps in 30 different states.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Are there any specific parts of your game you want to target?
I think the outside shot is becoming, you know, three-point shot becoming more important and important in NBA every day. Right. So I think this time I'm definitely going to work on that.
I want to get your opinion on something. You just recently went up against, or you played against Kevin Durant. This is old news, but what's your take on him going to Golden State?
Say it again.
I said, what's your thought process on KD going to Golden State? Because he got a lot of backlash from
we love them. Yeah. We love them in Oklahoma City, and he was like our big brother. So when he left, of course, everybody was so sad. But I think, you know, in the end, it's his life, and it's his future, you know? So, I mean, you're going to love it or hate it. He won two championships with the two NBA Finals MVP. So it's just, of course, everybody was really sad when he left. But, I mean, it was best for him, and because it's his life.
And you like to when you go on the court, you're like on go also. Like you like to talk a lot of trash on and off the court. A couple of times you went head up with LeBron James. How is it playing against him?
How is it playing against him? Not good, man. I mean, obviously, he's one of the best players, and it's always so, you know, tough to always guard him because he can do so much, and he's making his teammates better too. Also, and I think, you know, it's offensively, defensively, and last time he was in MSG, you know, we got in that little fight. But I think it's just a hit of the game, and I think that's later on that summer we were cool.
Right. Out of everyone you faced in the league, is he the hardest person to guard offhand?
I will say either KD or James Harden, hardest to guard.
James Harden, of course. Yeah, you got to wash your hands with James Harden. all the time. Can you give us some details on the Enes Kanter Foundation? Can you talk about that?
Well, Enes Kanter Foundation is main focus on the kids, and it's mostly it's about education. Right. I try, you know, with the foundation tries to give a lot of, scholarship to many kids out there, college, and also, you know, it focuses on just poverty alleviation and health, and trying to think what else is focusing on. I think it's just helping kids just become a successful people.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of positive things, man. For real, you are.
Yeah. Trying, my man. Trying.
You're doing it, bro. You're doing it. What are your thoughts on Adam Silver and how he's changing the league?
I think the league's going somewhere very, very good. I'm very, very happy with where the league is going because, I mean, he just changed destroyed the tanking. You know, I think what he did was amazing because every team was tanking if they weren't making the playoffs. Now he changed the rule that, you know, not the last team will get 14%. The last three teams will get the best chance to get the number one pick. I think what he did was amazing. So I think that maybe the teams will just give up on the tanking. And I think it's just, you know, now the women are getting more involved in the league. The coach, the refs, the front office. I think it's just becoming somewhere very good.
What's your thoughts on the one-and-done rule for college? And how do you think that will impact the league?
I feel like NCAA is still making crazy amount of money and the players cannot make no money. I think it's a terrible rule. And I hate the NCAA rules from the beginning because a lot of the players comes here and, you know, they turn down millions of dollars in Europe to just come here play college basketball.
Right.
And just because of the NCAA rules, they said you cannot play college basketball here. They're like, why did I give up millions of dollars to just come here and play? I don't think, I think this will be 2020 to 21 that you don't have to play college basketball anymore, and I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, I think that'll definitely, definitely help the league.
Yeah.
Out of the four teams you played for, do you have a favorite team, or are you just all of them equally?
I think my two favorite teams will be Blazers and Oklahoma City.
The Blazers, Oklahoma City. What about Oklahoma City? Stuck out about you? Was it an environment?
I think it was just the people were there so nice, and I did a lot of charity work there too. And then I think the fans are amazing there, man. That's why they call it the loud city. And I think every time I go there, they give me a standing ovation. And I love them, man. I love the time. I mean, we were very successful. We made the Western Conference Finals. We made the playoffs there too. So it was an awesome experience.
What are your thoughts on super teams? Obviously, the Warriors are like in that conversation right now. But you guys, the Blazers, your team, I can see y'all making some noise in the future if y'all stay together. So what's your thoughts on the super teams, and or should teams just buckle down and take those teams out and not complain about it?
I mean, about the super teams, I mean, they're not doing anything illegal, but I think it's kind of like they're killing the league a little bit because of, I mean, they know almost every year Golden State going to go to finals. Like I said, they're not doing anything wrong or anything illegal, but I think it's just kind of the kills the league a little bit.
Right. In your opinion, who do you think, do you have an opinion on who's the best player on the planet right now?
So what?
The best player. Who's the best player in the league in your opinion right now?
Best player on the league?
Yeah, the best player. In your opinion, who's the best player in the league right now?
I think the best player in the league right now, I would say LeBron James.
LeBron still.
Yeah. I think so.
So your free agency will be based on winning. So you wouldn't mind going back to the Eastern Conference?
I mean, all I care about is winning. So, but obviously, I love the Blazers. So July 1st, I'm just gonna sit down and talk to them, see what happens. But all I care about is winning.
That's cool. That's cool. Ennis, thank you so much for your time, man. I appreciate your interview. Yep. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks a lot, my man. I appreciate it. I hope you were helpful.
You too.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Yes, that was episode 120 of the NBA panel. Special guest, Ennis Kanter from the Portland Trail Blazers. Good luck by coming through. Catch you next week.